أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا. فأما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه وفضل ويهديهم إليه صراطا مستقيما. يستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إن امرؤ هلك ليس له ولد وله أخت فلها نصف ما ترك وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم. O mankind, a convincing proof has come to you from your Rabb, and we have sent down to you a light that is manifest. For those who believe in Allah and hold fast to Him, He will admit them into His mercy and grace from Himself, and guide them to Himself by a straight path. The convincing proof is the personality of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Mubarak ways, character, and his miracles, and above all the Quran Sharif that he has presented, that is unchallenged and unchanged, the only heavenly book that has not been changed, no distortions, no commissions and additions from the time of revelation to this day and until the day of Qiyamah. So this is the most convincing proof that no other denomination and religion can claim, that the book has been unaltered. Further, we have sent to you a light that is manifest and clear. It is the Quran Sharif. For those who believe in Allah and hold firmly and hold fast to Him, this is the need, that we do not only believe, but we hold fast to Him. When we say we hold fast to Allah Ta'ala, then we are not looking at any other way for our salvation, for our prosperity, for success. We aren't looking at any other way but the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we hold firmly to it. We have no other hopes in any other way, any other denomination, any other avenue, but the avenue that has been presented to us by Allah ta'ala by His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In all walks of our lives, we are holding firmly to that path, whether it is our private life, our public life, our business life, our social life, our domestic life, whichever part of our life, but we are holding firmly to that. Then for such people, Allah Ta'ala says that He will admit them into a mercy from His presence and a grace. And further, He will guide them to Himself by a straight path. The surah ends up, Yastaftunak, with the verse, Yastaftunak, they ask you for a legal decision. Say Allah Ta'ala directs you about a person that has died, leaving no ascendants, no descendants. No descendants, it is no children, no grandchildren, and no ascendants, no parents, and no grandparents. So in the case of such a person who dies, leaving no ascendants and no descendants, إِنِمْ رُؤُنْ هَلَكَ لَيْسَ لَهُ وَلَدْ, man dying, leaving behind just a sister, without any children. He has no child, but he has a sister. Then his sister receives half of his inheritance. And if it is that a man dies and the one that he leaves behind is just a brother, he has nobody to succeed him but his brother, such a man that has no ascendance, no descendants, the one that is succeeding him is just one brother, so his brother will take up all his inheritance. And if it is that such a person in question, that he is one who's got no ascendants and descendants, dies, leaves behind just two sisters, then they will receive 2/3 of his inheritance. وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةَ الرِّجَالَ وَنِسَاءً. But the man that dies without any ascendants and descendants, and he leaves behind brothers and sisters, then the brothers will receive twice the share of the sister. Every male will receive twice the share of a female. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَظِلُّ. Allah Ta'ala explains to you His commands, lest you err. Obviously, the state will be winded in this procedure, that first you will see to his funeral expenses. Funeral expenses means the burial procedure, etc., kafan, dafan, not the feeding, etc., which is not a sunnah, nor is it part of the deen. So the funeral expenses refer to his burial, his kafan, dafan, etc. After seeing to the funeral expenses, then the first thing you will attend to his debts, clear up his debts. And at the third level, if he has left any legacy, any bequest is made for a non-heir, then that will be paid out to the non-heir from 1/3 of his estate. After this procedure, then you will see to the rest of the heirs. So Allah Ta'ala explains to you his commands, lest you err. And Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of all things. Jazakallahu khairan.